Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Dobro jutro. Good day. Bonjour. We have an exciting show today. It's the NATO Summit. Notable authors together optimize. I invited Edith Nam, our guest celebrity. However, she wasn't able to be with us today, so I am her spokesperson. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Log on blogtalkradio.com. And the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And click on today's date, July 24th. It is my pleasure to introduce you to someone you should know, a tribute to a remarkable, remarkable woman. Now get your pen and pad out. I want you to write this down. The book is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifetime, Lifeline, a journey to miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Edith Nam with Rita Kaufman. You will love the poems. The book, it's a roadmap for change to a positive mindset. It's available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Edith Nam, you are a remarkable woman. Edith is an educator, counselor, certified specialized handwriting analyst, and a thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer survivor, who has authored 6 books on stress management. Can you imagine? Let me tell you a little bit about Edith. She is an octogenarian. Yes, she's an educator, counselor, specialized handwriting analyst, author. She has 25 years of experience as a counselor and educator, and over 20 years experience as a certified specialized handwriting analyst. Edith is a thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer survivor who has authored 7 books on stress management and is dedicated to sharing simple, safe, specific self-help strategies that positively energize one's brain and body, and empower you to activate a PEP lifestyle filled with hope, health, happiness, regardless of age, gender, or economic background. She is on the faculty at Brooklyn College, teaching a course on stress management, A Joyful Journey of Miles of Smile. She is on the board of Institute for Retirees in Pursuit of Education. Edith is moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter, to discover. And she is never stopping. Edith has gone through the abyss. I know a handful of people, and all of you that are suffering with a health challenge. Oh, my prayers go out to you. But can you imagine being diagnosed with thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer? And I talked with her yesterday. I said, now, you do know that you are the focus of the show. There will be no advertisements, no nothing. Edith, this show is all about you. Now, I want to share with you, Edith, your challenge. You're remarkable. In 1989, at the age of 64, Edith was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. In December of 1999, at the age of 74, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. 2 months later, she had a hysterectomy. 1 month later, March 2001, it was colon cancer. On December 31st, 2001, at the age of 76, Edith had the greatest challenge of all, liver cancer. Of course, she had to have the surgery. In April 2012, I had my 10th year checkup with my liver surgeon. His parting words were, "Hey, Edith, I'll see you next year." I'm quoting Edith now. "I believe that a diagnosis of cancer, especially breast cancer, gives rise to chronic fear, not only in the patient, but in all family members." And you may ask, how did I manage to survive? Write this down. It starts with self-talk. SELF-TALK. We talk to ourselves every second of our lives. We make choices. We do not live a choiceless life. It's a matter of becoming aware of what it is that we say to ourselves that count. Words that hurt, words that empower. Now, I want you to know, it was debilitating. From the first day of my first diagnosis of cancer to this very day, I say, over and over and over and over, I am a survivor. I'm a winner. I'm a survivor. I'm a winner. Depending on the day, I can say it hundreds of times. I said it right before the anesthesia took effect. I said it in the recovery room. I am constantly practicing productive, positive self-talk. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The link, blogtalkradio.com. The show is going to be archived. It won't take long after the show is over with. Log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And click on the date, July 24th. Now, you have the link. I want you to email it to your database, your email database, and invite them to email it to their database, so on and so on and so on. Within 5 minutes, you have circled the world. 2015, circa 15. Have you read the newspapers lately? Do you listen to the news? How tragic. Sidebar, you're listening to Kathy Watson. I'm live with Kathy. When the year 2000, when we made the transition to the year 2000, I thought, wow, this is going to be an incredible journey. Race consciousness is going to come together. And we're really going to love one another, respect one another, honor one another. I don't think so. Our world, and I don't want to be gloom and doom, darlings, we have a lot of work ahead of us. And today, I want you to get rid of TNT, toxic negative thinking, and I want you to embrace PEP, power, energy, positive. Positive energy, power. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Google Books. And I'm quoting a paragraph from New York, December 2012. Words are the roots for all of your thoughts. What you think affects what you believe. What you believe affects your attitude. Your attitude influences how you act. How you act influences your relationships with others. Words generate positive or negative energy. Negative emotional energy. It takes, listen to me, one word. Just one word, positive or negative, a fraction of a second to affect your emotional state of well-being and biochemically change your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and digestion. Did you know your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows? Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. Are you happy now? Do you feel good now? Are you in joy now? You are the landscaper. You are the creator of your life. Can you imagine? Edith Nam, an octogenarian, came up with the formula that perhaps could change your life. Now, regardless of your age, gender, or economic background, your journey to positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness can show you how to survive and thrive in a 24/7 stress-filled world. Stress, anger, tragedy, unhappiness are all leading factors in premature aging and, yeah, in some cases, death. And now I'm giving you this opportunity to get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Lifeline. Amazon.com. Barnes and Noble. This is a book that offers new dimensions, dynamic essentials, empowering you to be the best you can be. Right now, guidelines to living your life to the fullest. And what you're going to do is to take baby steps. Please, don't embrace the mindset of New Year's Eve resolutions. You know, they last 72 hours, and then that's the end of it. That is the end of it. Take. Now, you have this morning. Come on. Let's take a nice, cat stretch. Oh, doesn't that feel good? What can you possibly think of today that you want to change in your life? Nah, you're just not going to think about it. That's like a dream. Yeah, I have this dream. I just released it to the universe. It's up there. Poof, 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 poof. It's not going anywhere. You write it down. I resolve today to use kind words. I resolve today to write down every hurtful word. I am going to be the policeman, the watchdog of my emotions and my words. The words and issues on everyone's mind these days are change, health, and energy. In the book, I'm quoting Edith, her goal to address the issues of change, health, and energy as they specifically relate to you and your ability to survive and thrive. As you begin your unique journey to change your mindset, it is important to zero in on the understanding of the words unique and change. Are you listening to me? Basic concepts to keep in mind. You know, we're all unique. This book is going to unveil the authentic you. Each of you have your own unique features, biochemical profile, personality traits, experiences, beliefs, viewpoint, fingerprints, and handwriting style. No one is or can be exactly like anyone else. You, Susie in Boise, Idaho, Zambre in Malaysia, Seif in London, England, all of you in Australia, you. This is what makes us all connected. This golden thread connects all of us because each one of you have the power to change your own thoughts and actions. Yeah. You have the power to change your relationship with food. You have the power to choose how you will react to people, events, and situations. There are internal and external dynamic changes taking place every second. Nothing ever stays the same. No set of circumstances ever repeat themselves in the same identical way. Now, here's the reality. Open your mind. You are not what you were yesterday. You have to live in the now. You are what you are today. What you are today will determine what you will be tomorrow. I have to repeat this. Unless you're living a life filled with regrets. You are not what you were yesterday. You are what you are today. What you are today will determine what you will be tomorrow. Do you know how simple this is? It takes one moment to initiate a change that can affect the direction of your whole life. Don't you see how powerful your thoughts are? What are you thinking? It takes one moment to initiate a change to your choice that can affect the direction of your whole life. And the only time changes can be made is in the powerful present, the now, N-O-W, July 24th, 2015, the now. Today is where the action is. Yeah. Your actions today form the foundation of your future. Change begins with your choices, what you choose to stop and what you choose to start. Change begins with words you choose to use and words you choose to lose. Words that hurt, words that empower. Change begins when you take the Triple A challenge, choosing what to adopt, adapt, and apply in order to satisfy your specific needs. Positive thinking creates change. Positive actions make things happen. Positive thoughts and actions give you positive energy, power, pep, flush down the proverbial toilet, toxic negative thinking. Because not only will it pollute you, it pollutes everyone around you. And when you're lashing out at other people and just making them feel awful, what you've done, darling, is just described yourself. You know, the tendency is to look on the outside for answers to problems. The bottom line is that the answers are to be found within you. Use the Change Your Mindset Roadmap to show you the winning ways to get in touch with the answers that are waiting within you to be discovered. The book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. And get to know Edith up close and personal. Her website, www.enamm.com. It could literally, it will. If your mind is open, change your life. Now remember, words have power. Your thoughts have power. Your choices have power. But the word that you choose, that's the root for all of your thoughts. Words generate positive or negative emotional energy. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. There are things you can't change. To be happy at your thinking, you need to rearrange. Accept whatever is unjust or not right in your mind, allowing you to embrace the peace, then you'll find. When those in your world sadden or disappoint you, forgive, let go, move on. It's the thing to do. Surround yourself with positivity day after day. For gladness and joy to be here and happily stay. Seek out people who think as positive as you. Those who feel enthusiastic and optimistic, too. Enjoy friends, fun, relaxation and hobbies galore, and gratitude for the blessings that enrich you even more. Rita Kaufman, absolutely a brilliant work of art. So, What can you expect from the book? It is not a coffee table book. It's going to be right alongside of you, available at Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. And get to know Edith, up front and personal. www.enamm.com. Route, here's your roadmap. 1, emotional stress, physical tension, the mind-body connection. 2, the ideal way to manage emotional stress. 3, pep aerobics, the right, W-R-I-T-E, read, say, way to feel good from sunrise to sunset. 4, the ideal way to prep for pep. 5, winning ways to positively energize brain. 6, share a smile, journaling. 7, pep thoughts to keep in mind. 8, the food mood connection, the chemical emotional energy connection. 9, the color connection to your mood, clothes, and environment. 10, a collection of wise words to keep in mind. 11, word game activity to positively activate the brain. And then, at the end of the book, about Rita Kaufman, about Edith Nam, books written by Edith Nam. So, what do you want for the best of the rest of your life? How many smiles are you going to share today? How many miles of smiles are you going to share with your significant other, your children? When you get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, it really takes you on an exciting, unique journey to discover what it takes for you to feel self-confident, set realistic, achievable goals, and increase your smile mileage. It will change your life. It's a journey. It's a journey. And Edith wants to welcome you aboard. But you see, you're going to travel at a speed that's comfortable for you. Confucius say, it does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. Travel with confidence of knowing that from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're going to learn to live a healthy lifestyle, one that can positively empower you to survive and thrive in the year 2015. The book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. Edith's website, www.enamm.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Do you have a need to control? Control is a word that's just... But oh, how it's possible to do you so wrong. It's something you may have or need to be in, but it takes power. But its power takes over and you cannot win. You can control only you and your thoughts alone, your beliefs, actions, and reactions to set your own tone. Let others do the same, each family member and friend. Just be ready to listen with love. That's your message to send. And that's from Rita and Edith. Edith, many people come into my life and stay for a little while. But my dear, I will always remember you. Left footprints on my heart. It's my pleasure knowing you. Au revoir.